12 ans, ça suffit.
12 years is enough, said veteran opposition leader and presidential candidate Mustapha Niass. And another candidate, former foreign minister Cheikh Tidiane Gadio, says Mr. Wade should not even be allowed to be on the list of legitimate candidates.
Today, the Senegalese people should be debating what the candidates have to offer. But here, we are debating on the constitutional coup d'etat that just took place.
Gadio is referring to the Constitutional Council's decision to validate President Wade's candidacy. The Constitution allows presidents only 2 terms, but Mr. Wade says the measure does not apply to him since he was elected before it took effect. Muntaga Gay works for the Senegalese embassy here in Washington.
When we organized a referendum in 2002 and build a new constitution, it's through this constitution that he is now finishing his first term.
Washington businessman Khalid Chan disagrees. He's a spokesman for candidate Mustapha Niass.
In March 2007,
he announced himself that he couldn't be a candidate, that he's blocked himself to 2 terms.
Thousands of people demonstrated late last month in Dakar after Senegal's highest court ruled that Mr. Wade could run for a 3rd term. But Ahmadou Bamba Seydi, an economist, says people have little to gain by burning the country down.
We do have the right to express ourselves. We have the right to say no to anything we feel is illegal, but it still has to be done in a responsible and mature way.
Nene Bari is an international consultant based in Washington.
President Wade was approved by the highest court of Senegal to run for office, and I think we still have to respect that.
Both the United States and France have called on Mr. Wade not to run again. But Njugajan, a pharmacist, says it is the wrong message.
Senegalese people are very open-minded, and they would not let anybody push them into putting chaos in this country. And I hope the USA, the European community, and the rest of Africa will help into keeping stability in Senegal.
With only a few weeks left before Election Day, campaigning is in full swing. A candidate must win at least 50% of the vote to avoid a 2nd round. In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.